coach. It was just talking about how your first period, you guys got off to a great start. Paige Beebe scores early. Grayson Myers and Reese Hunt set her up. A beautiful goal, actually. And I know your team typically likes those gritty, dirty goals, but that was a pretty goal there by Paige.
It was, Kelly. Thanks. Yeah, it was the start we needed. Absolutely. I thought our first five, we did what we had to do. I thought we had a good rhythm going. Obviously, getting that first goal was huge. You know, unfortunately, they got a couple before the period's out, and you know, things got away from us in the second. But you know, we just challenged the group to in the third. Hey, it's a 0-0 game. Let's go out and see if we can't, you know, at least tie, but let's see if we can't win this thing. And you know, we just went out there and you know, did the best we could. But I like I told the group, I think yesterday was game is a lot more indicative of who we are, what our identity is. And but every single opportunity, including this one, is an opportunity to get better and to learn. And it's no fun getting your butts kicked, but we'll take this lesson and we'll get better from it.
Well, that third period, so much better. I was so impressed by Abby Thompson. She came up with some highlight reel saves, including that one against Caitlin Schneider there late. Talk about the difference between the second period and third period for her.
Well, obviously a tough situation for her to go into, right? I mean, she hasn't played a second of college hockey, and she gets thrown in here at the University of Wisconsin against the Badgers. And we kind of hung her out to dry, to be honest with you, when she went in. You know, they get a breakaway. That's at the first goal they get. You know, there's some other ones where they, you know, some tips and you know, Watts comes through. There's no pressure, and you know, she's the one of the all-time leading scorers in the history of the game. And, you know, but I tell you what, I was really impressed with how she battled and how she played and the saves she made. And that one down here, if that's not a SportsCenter save, I don't know what is. I mean, that got the entire, not just our bench, the entire crowd was up on their feet giving her a round of applause after that. So, yeah, I was impressed with Abby's performance.
Well, and the way your team played together in that third period, you said it, it's always good to come out of a period of hockey either tied or with a lead. Third period much more indicative of how your team can play too.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we said, hey, you know, when you're facing adversity, when you're getting your butt kicked, you know, this is when you really find out about people and what they're going to be like. You know, are you going to quit? Are you going to raise the white flag and bail on your teammates, or are you going to go out there and keep battling for each other? And you know, that group in that third period was definitely battling for each other, doing whatever they had to do. You know, tip your hat to Coach Mark Johnson there. You know, he had different players out there on the one power play, and but still, our group went out there and competed as hard as they could, and we're doing everything they could for each other to keep the puck out of the net.
Well, and for the most part, your penalty kill was solid this weekend. You only give up one out of six. You'd take that against a team like Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was a tough one. I think she stopped two, maybe three before they got that one in. So, yeah, it was, again, a real good power play unit that I thought our group did a pretty good job all weekend.
Well, you get a weekend off, and a much-needed rest, and then you have to face Duluth, but you're back home. How good is it going to be to be back home?
Well, it's always great to play at Sanford Center, Kelly. You know that. But, yeah, our grind just continues. Every team we played here the last, you know, this will be the fifth series in a row, I believe, against a team in the top 10. So another great challenge. But, like you said, we're at home. We're looking forward to it.
Coach, we'll see you on the bus.
All right, Kelly, thanks.
Thanks so much. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. We come back, wrap things up here from Laban Arena. Our final score, Wisconsin wins this one 8-1, but a great battle there in the third and a great battle in the first.